There we go. All right, so welcome to your mastermind for July 12th, 2023. All right, I'm going to just dive right in with you all as I showed up here a little bit late today. If we have some time, then I will talk a little bit more about the energy, but I definitely want to honor your time. So for those of you who are here. So I am just going to open this up. Questions, celebrations, what do you got going on? Dive in. So just unmute yourself and say hello and let's get to it.
I guess I'll go.
All right, Ron.
So, been a very productive couple weeks.
Awesome.
I met with somebody on the coast that we've been talking back and forth, and we're going to do a live Zoom with her following, which she has like 400K followers.
Awesome.
And I'm going to do some healing and she's going to do some healing.
Beautiful.
And we're talking about doing an in-person event in Orlando, Florida about mid-October.
Awesome. That's awesome, Ron. Yeah. Happy for you.
Yes. For you. See, I've been working.
I know you have, and that's awesome. You know, sometimes, you know, it's like we're at it, you know, and like nothing's happening. And then sometimes we're at it internally, you know, and then sometimes all of a sudden, boom, 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 or, you know, things. So not all time is created equal. So that's awesome. Totally celebrating you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's because I hurt my shoulder, so I have more time. So I've been putting that extra time into the business.
That's great. So
things happen for a reason, always.
Things happen for a reason, slowed you down, stopped you enough to get you to put yourself out there. That's really awesome, Ron. I'm really happy for you. That's great.
Yep, that's all I have though.
Okay, that's okay. That's we'll take it. Okay, Ron. We'll take it. Let me just hang on one second. I just want to pull up your chart for just a second here. And okay, awesome. And just with this, where Mars is for you, second house of money, acquisition, it's also the food you put in your mouth as well, and knowledge that you put in, this is a great transit for you for acquiring knowledge, acquiring money. Good juju going on in your money house. And actually, we'll have a retrograde of Mercury in August. I'll update you guys a little bit more about that. And that's going to happen also in your second house, which is good. You're reevaluating how you are acquiring what you need to fulfill your purpose. And so, you know, you're getting with the program. So that's all a really good thing. So awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all already contemplating, do I really need this job?
Straddle the worlds as you need to, and let go of what you need to when you can. I mean, what you want to when you can. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay. Good work. Yeah, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies.
Karen and April, I had a session with Prema this afternoon, so please go ahead, because I've already done my thing.
I want to hear what your update is, so tell us, whatever that is.
You mean Pam's update? Yes.
Pam owes me my email.
Pam, you're on the spot, girl. You can't unmute? Let's see if I can I can ask you to unmute. There you go.
I'm on my phone. It wouldn't let me in on my iPad.
There you go.
April, did you, I don't think I received, did you send me one? Because I checked my junk. I didn't get it, I don't think.
I sent you an SMS. Then I'll get you again.
Okay. Will you try that again? Because I don't recall receiving that. Okay. So Karen, here, it's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster. So I think I left everybody when they wanted to, in the same day I heard they wanted to go on to the second round of testing with my gowns. And that evening, later in the day, hold off, we changed our minds. So then I went back to the hospital and I said, can you try to figure out what is going on? And the hospital was told by the people that sent me the email that they were to communicate with somebody locally. So then on July 3rd, I got an update from the hospital, what the gentleman had told them was going on, and it did not make any sense to me. So I sent this guy an email, the local guy, an email on the 5th. And then I waited till the holiday week was over. And then I left him a voicemail and two texts. And today, the reason I talked to Prama today, I talked to the guy, answered the phone. And after I identified him myself, he said, you've got to stop harassing me and sending me these texts and emails. And the hospital does not want to move forward. And I said, respectfully, the doctor wants to move forward, and so does the administrator of the cancer center. And he said, well, somebody else at KU, the hospital, is telling us differently. And I said, can you share the name of the person? And I'm assuming it's somebody in supply chain. And he said, I will not do that. So that, stay tuned as the world turns. So, and I'm talking with the person at the hospital on Friday, and Prema, since we talked, the doctor, because she's opening a clinic at one of their newly acquired hospitals next week, just said, I can't, I'm in meeting. So I just, I'm focusing with the administrator on the gown issue, and then just holding space for the doctor with the post-op brought. So I'm telling you, it's been a roller coaster. And so.
It's okay, but you have your focus in order now, you know, to let things.
I do.
There.
I do.
And so do you want to share that update too? Just like, you just, cause you know, you, people don't necessarily know you walk two businesses, you know?
Oh, okay. So what's covering my bills right now in our home life. My family has some real estate investments, and my dad passed, and so my brother and I are managing them now. And I was sharing with Prema, I have, from one of the properties, in the time that I've been managing, we went from 60% to 100% leased. So and that's where I'm getting positive feedback on how I can make a difference in the world professionally. So yeah, Prema was good at guiding, reminding me of that space as well.
Well, and she has Saturn nesting nicely in Aquarius, like we all do, but it's her fourth house of home and property, really good for real estate on different levels and such. And she's got a that planet's good in her chart anyway, but it's, you know, it's really activating that part. So in Pam's makeup, like a lot of ours, you know, she needs to be very proactive in some things. This is an area she can be super proactive, where her other business has some longer term trajectories because she's dealing with really big organizations. And when we're dealing with really big organizations and so many people involved in the co-creation process, sometimes it can be slower, especially when the organizations are a little bit on the archaic side, you know? So for her, that dip, you know, she puts her energy in being, you know, just where she can do something no matter what and be super proactive. And then on the, while she's not getting frustrated with the patience she's having to use on the other side. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, we're spinning a couple of plates. You know, Ron, you're spinning a couple of plates. Most of us either are spinning, I have one business, but I do several different things within my business, you know, so I'm spinning. So sometimes it's more energy in one area and sometimes it's, you know, it's more in the other. And it's nice. I'm a Mercury person. And Mercury rules over three worlds, and I always have three plates spinning. I shouldn't have more than that. And, but again, they all need different energy at different times. So yeah. Thanks, Pam. Thanks for opening up.
Thank you. And Karen, thank you for asking. I appreciate that.
Karen, mm-hmm. you, either of you want to jump in? April, you're unmuted. Do you want to go ahead and talk?
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
No, nothing much happened except that I just handed over a very massive project. It wasn't a lot of money. Actually, I think I maybe lost some. But it's fun in that I learned a lot, Prema.
Yeah.
But I think it was, I think I went in not knowing too many things because then the business just started. That was one of the first projects that I got. And then after that, it became, then you learn along the way and so many things came up. Like, even when the stock is wrong, even down to the measurements are wrong, they want it installed another way. So everything changed, right? And all through the process, it was quite, an eye opener because through it all, I've always thought I was in the wrong. Then I realized that actually, those buggers are wrong. So then you kind of doubt yourself a lot along the way until it got a point where the whole body breaks down and then I just couldn't take it anymore, right? Physically. But that, I don't know, it was like
a master. What'd you learn from that? Yeah.
So I did. And then it was one of the things that we did earlier, which was it's a very perfectionist trait where I need to control everything and everything must be perfectly aligned and perfectly right. Right. So that was, this was interesting because it gave me a space as to learn how to sometimes not control, trust people, listen out a bit more. And you know, everybody's a specialist in what they do. So then if I sell, I got to make sure my guys say, yeah, don't worry. The barriers can stand because I sell flat barriers, right? The barriers can stand. And then they go, okay, I'll trust you then, right? But then even along the way, then even down to yesterday after successful install, they go, hey, why is a barrier like that? And then you start calculating the leakage rates and then you realize, but it's well within. So then what are you talking about, right? And we're the best of the best. So then if you don't really know what you're talking about, don't come after us, right? So it's a lot of self-doubt and then a lot of confidence issues and a lot of back and forth, got scolded, but eventually all sorted out. So then I'm also thinking whatever happened in planetary alignments, I better make sure that it went well. And then it did. So then sometimes trust the universe to do the little things for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to trust yourself. So did you learn a little bit more about trusting yourself? Like when you look back at like, okay, my gut was, you know, my instincts were right.
Yeah. So then Brian was on the phone because then he wasn't around. So then he was in video call and he was very negative. He's going to explode, right? And my guy's going, no, don't worry about it. It won't explode at all. And everybody at the site goes, no, don't worry. It's fine. Look, it's holding up. And then you suddenly go, I think you got to keep quiet. And then you let us do our work. So it's come to a point where I feel that maybe the role really is about taking everybody's comments and then making a decision, going, where do you want to go? Because then after all, I'm still the leader of the company, right? Do you want to go? Do you not want to go? Do you want to cut the water? What do you want to do, right? So I've learned quite a bit on that. If it's anything, it's like have a little bit of voice, right? But it's also quite interesting. How much self-doubt, how much worry, how much concern. And then everybody goes, stop worrying. I feel bad because even my workers go, stop worrying. It's okay. Don't be so stressed.
We did a good shift around that. So, you know, it's, and sometimes we just have to trust when that stuff comes up, it's coming up to clear. you know, so that we don't have to keep bumping up against that, you know?
Yeah. So it's nice to have a project that, you know, it's like a baby project where you learn a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then after that, everything else will move down to what cleaners would I use for aluminium, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I never found out. Yeah. So I think this is the project that will change things, right? Awesome. And then, yeah, happy about that. Then the rest, I don't know, the businesses I haven't bought. So, okay, not too bad. But I really don't know how mass is affecting. It's just, this came up 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm highly irritated. Beyond.
Yeah, no, that's so, you know, it's great that, you know, that was the size of project it was for the learning curve, you know, you went through it. And sometimes, you know, it's you can think of it as a test project. So that's good.
Yeah, they were mighty irritating. So then I'm not too sure how the floods in America work, but in Singapore, we don't flood anything above 50 cm, right? And then they decided to put the barriers in for 2 days in a row at a height of 1 meter, which is not common, I feel. And then they go, no, we're just going to test it to the extremes. You know, if it's going to bust, it's going to be on me. And then they just test it to the extremes. I thought it was not very nice of them. Mm. But anyway, that was me. So yeah. I thought, thank you. I just had a fun time learning quite a bit.
Good. I'm glad you're seeing it as a learning experience. And and you know, you and then the work we did around it, just, you know, having more, you know, having more trust in, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. You need to go through the details, but letting go a little bit of the perfectionism, having a little bit more trust in your intuition about things, because you're pretty right on.
Mm. So, okay, I guess I crossed the hurdle well.
Okay, you did.
How about you, Karen?
How about you, Karen?
let's see. Well, I have one thing that I think it was what Ron was talking about. Help. There's two little things. One is littler and then the other one. But so I've been doing some of these like side hustle type things, and I feel like I'm ready to like let one of them go.
Okay.
But it feels a little bit like, well, but.
Which one? Like
the doing the Amazon thing for five.
Okay. Days. Yeah.
And it's hard to get a shift, and it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like I want to let that go. But then there's part of me that's like, well, I don't know. I just guess have a hard time letting go of something.
Well, let's get practical. Cause on this one, it feels like it's going to get practical. It's about getting practical for you, because the truth of the matter is for you, your 11th house is pretty lit up right now and will be, with Mars and with where Venus is going to start its retrograde. That's your house of gains. Venus is going to retrograde. I will talk to you guys more about that, but Venus is going to retrograde. That's your planet. That's the great connector, the artist, the muse. And it's going to be really strong, and it's going to be really strong in your 11th house of gains. And it's going to be really strong in your 10th house of career. It's going to be retrograding there and revisiting and bringing up things, that have to do with relationship. Okay, that's an undercurrent for all of us, and we will be doing some extra healings around relationship, but it's also going to be you're going to be revisiting some things around work, around communities, around financial gains, and then as it turns direct again, it's going to spend a long time in your 10th house in Cancer, and as it goes direct again, it will then start kind of bringing to culmination some things. And if you think back to, everybody think back to like the summer of, is it summer for you, April? Do you guys call the season summer?
No, we only have rainy season.
That's right.
And okay. Non-rainy season.
Okay. So if you think about August, like August time of 2015, July, August of 2015, where Venus retrogrades every 8 years, it retrogrades again in the same spot. It only retrogrades every 2 years though. So it's, even though it's not an incredible, it's not one of the slowest moving planets, it's the one that retrogrades has it's the longest time between retrogrades, so it's poignant when it does, and it's one of the benefic planets. So if you think back to 2015, the summer of 2015, or the August, July, August of 2015, what's the themes for you guys that were going on during that time? Because as Mark Twain said, history does not repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And when we look back at these themes, like when the eclipse pattern was where it was or whatever, it can show us some of the themes that we're working on. And a lot of times, some of those themes will be at a different level or it'll come to a culmination. Or so, Karen, what was going on for you business-wise, career-wise, 2015? Is that when you were getting divorced?
Not quite, but it was building. Stephen had lost his job in January or February of 2015, and we were doing PACE. We were doing summits and stuff. So I was doing, you know, I was.
That's before you were working with me, 2015, summer of 2015.
Yeah. Cause I had known you were coaching.
Cause I was coaching there. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
And I was basically just trying to survive financially and then the relational, you know.
But you came in shortly after that because you came in
the year after that.
Well, you came into On Point. And
January.
Oh, of, okay. Gotcha. 16. Of two. Okay. So just shortly after that. Okay. So around career for you, just using Karen as an example, and the rest of you think through this too, what was going on then for you. And let me just tell you, for you, April, it would have been not career for you, April, it would have been, really your house of spirituality and long distance, like foreign travel. For Ron, that would have been happening in your second house. You personally, second house of money a little bit, but mostly you personally. Pam, I didn't pull you up. Hang on a second, I'll pull you up. Pam, that would have been career and business a little bit, but mostly spending the time in house of divine purpose, which can also be long. It can also be like travel for knowledge or spiritual pilgrimage, but that's 2015. So Karen, what was going on for you business wise then?
Well, I was trying to see about doing the coaching type thing.
The creativity coaching, right.
My creativity stuff and teaching piano in a different way to adults and stuff like that.
So you were innovating.
Yeah, I was innovating. And the feel that the pull I'm feeling right now is I feel like I just really want to maximize my time on getting my doing what I need to do to get my enrollment ready.
I agree.
Yeah. So I want to spend my time on that. And I just feel like this is just, I feel like I'm done with that. And I guess
be done. I like you being done with that. Yeah, it feels like splintered energy. I think you can make more money doing you.
Yeah. And it's opened me up to think about some things differently in my business too, you know? So I'm doing a Fun Friday thing, which is the day I would work there anyway. And I just feel like, well, if I can make just as much or more or twice as much.
Exactly.
It just helped me kind of think about things differently. So that's kind of where I feel like I'm at. And I feel really pretty good about it. I just kind of drop it. I'm dragging my feet on just doing it, just like letting go.
Well, stop torturing yourself and just do it.
Okay. Just do it. Okay. So that's the one kind of more minor thing. And the more like other thing that I wanted to bring to the table is my journey spiritually. Even since being with you, I just feel like there's been a lot of really great healing. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I feel like I have, well, I'm an artist. So when I think about that, I just feel like who I am spiritually, I just feel like it's hard to match me with my, you know, like the person, my person, you know, I'm looking for, you know, somebody that I want to, you know, align with personally. So for some reason, I just feel like stickiness around that, because I feel like, you know, when you go do this, you know, label who you are spiritually, I feel like there's just so much more than just labeling it.
Absolutely.
I'm just having some frustration that I feel like maybe on the other side of this frustration is more clarity on how to find a person who's kind of like-minded to me.
You know, just like we do ideal client attraction is we really connect with the qualities and values that we want someone to have, which really reflect our own qualities and values. And when you bring it down to that level, just like when we bring down whatever it is that we want to, you know, we want to grow our business, we want to travel the world, we want a lover. Well, how do we want to feel? That gets us into the energetics of it, right? So getting us into the qualities and the values gets us into the energetics, because you want somebody, you know, that honors your, you know, the way you see the world, right? And the way you see the spirituality. It doesn't matter if they're a Buddhist or if they're, you know, if they're a Catholic or what. It doesn't really matter if the values are resonant. In a lot of partnerships, the people aren't in this, you know, same maybe conversation, and some people are, you know. So what we want for you is to open up the window of knowing that, hey, there is the possibility of having somebody who's resonant with me in the way that I believe and the way that I see the world, as a creative, as someone who considers herself a spiritual being, having a human experience, you know, and that really feels like that behind all of this, they are, you know, they are energy in some form, you know, so that brings it, that really opens it up, right? We want to open up the your perception and open up the sort of what you're resonating with to match. But if you're looking for somebody who's, they have to be an artist and they have to believe this way, you're trying to look for someone just like you, and you're going to make yourself,
right?
You don't want to be with you. That's why you want to be with someone else. I mean, you want to be with you, but you know what? You want someone that compliments you, you know?
Yeah. So, I think, and there's like this, like, I feel very good about the fact that I've been doing between the new daily alignment thing and the ideal client. I'm doing that both on my business and on my relationship.
Good.
Doing them both very regularly. So when it comes down to the practical side, that's where I feel like, you know, I get this, but then how does that, I just feel like I want to be doing this right, whatever I'm supposed to be doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it comes to like, okay, I'm signed up on a few different online sites or whatever for dating. And I guess I just feel like, I guess maybe I just need to keep trusting myself and knowing what I'm supposed to be doing.
I think you need to keep trusting yourself. And if anything, you need to just, if you want to work on anything, it's your work on believing it is possible.
Right.
That's the place.
Okay. So just focus on that. So that's okay to stay there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Believing it's possible, and try to have a little patience, but believe it's possible. You still have that eclipse pattern there. You know?
Yeah. And I'm fine. I feel like I'm doing the best have been doing. And I don't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now. So everything does feel very good, light, energetic. So I just, you know me, I just like, I'm a good student and I want to make sure I'm doing the right. I want to make sure I'm doing my homework.
You are. And if anything, as far as your qualities list there, just make sure that if you need to tweak it all around the spirituality piece.
Is that a question or is that a
Well, just check in with that, because that's what came up for you. You didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So I would just check in with that and make sure that that's really nice and clear on your partner attraction.
Right. Right.
And what I'm talking about to Karen in the member site, it's in the foundation trainings. There is a training on attracting ideal clients, and it is a process that I walk you through, and that you and you can use it for anything really, but it is called the ideal client attraction process. So you really identify the qualities of the clients or the customers that she's using it as a partner as well, qualities and values. And then there's a meditation and a process that goes along with it. Super, super useful for lots of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
I just feel like those are my two themes that I'm working with. Does that match what's going on? And
Absolutely. And with Mars stronger, like it is now,
so I'm feeling I'm feeling like I'm wanting to do a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's connecting with communities, connecting with organizations. It's really good for that for you, because it is in your 11th house of larger financial gains and of, organizations, communities, the fulfillment of desires. It's a relationship house, but more on a group level. And then of course, Mars in general is your relationship, your one-on-one relationship planet as well. So, and it's your money planet. So it kind of ties into all those things, and it's strong, and it's going to be strong, you know, for the summer. And that's great because it hasn't been strong for a long time. So we're all going to, you know, feeling that mojo come back in some way. And you have a strong Mars in your chart. So, and it's good for dating as well. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
And I just have to say, I've been like thinking about 2015. That's when I first met Prema, and we were met in another group that she was partially like a leadership role. And she was the one I always got to work with. And I just always appreciated her. And since then I have been in her group program, which led to me being in her one-on-one program. And through all that, she really helped me untangle from a man I shouldn't no longer be married to. So I'm not. And that was a very difficult time. And so thinking about it, this is like 8 years.
Yeah. And through that also came you coming back to your really owning your piano music teaching. And diversifying it and really building it to to what it is, which was a great move for you.
Yeah, and I just can't say enough about how influential and in an amazing way you've been to me. So
thank you, sweetheart. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to get to be part of your life.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Sure.
Makes me almost want to cry.
You're very welcome. I love you too. That's well. You're very welcome.
Awesome.
You're very welcome. Okay. So we have a little bit of time left, and I'm thinking that why don't we do a little manifestation process here? Y'all up for that? Do a short process here in the last few minutes that we have? Okay. So what I want to invite you to do, I think I'm going to, I'm just going to stop this recording and start another one just so that I can kind of start this as a, and then I'll have a separate process that I can put on the site for you guys. So it might be useful for you to have something to write with. Okay. And if you have questions during the process, I'm going to just keep you muted. But if you have questions during the process, I'm going to open the chat or anything to share. Be sure to type it into the chat because I got the chat open. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, I'm gonna start this one, start another one.